Gittin Perk Ches, Mishnah Ches, 8-8, and another Mishnah, which really is a follow-on to what we had back called Mishnah Yasko, Mishnah Hey, where we had a woman getting married, thinking her get was okay, but it wasn't, and the din here will be the same as the previous, back in Mishnah Hey, which is that really it's responsibility of everyone involved, especially her and her rabbis and the future husband, to all check to make sure that the get is arranged properly, and if not, the consequences are really dire. We basically reverse the marriage, and she suffers the same financial penalties we saw before. The children, if she has any, are mamzerim, and she has to get divorced from her second husband. They can't go back to her first husband, so it's a big mess. Okay, so what's the case here in our Mishnah? It says, "Kasav sofer get laish v'shover laisha." The sofer, the scribe, wrote two documents, as is appropriate for a divorce. What's supposed to happen is he writes for the husband a get, which the husband will give to the wife, and he writes a shovar, which is like a receipt that the wife will get from the sofer to give to the husband. The shovar that she's giving is a receipt that she gives to the husband to evidence that she received her payment of her ksuba, the 200 zuz, let's call it. Okay, so that means that what's supposed to happen is the sofer gives the husband the get, the wife the shovar, and then they essentially end up that the husband has a shovar to prove he paid his ksuba, and the wife has a get to prove she's divorced. Vita'a, says the Mishnah, the problem is the sofer, who apparently is the only one who can read or bothers to read these things, and the Edom are supposed to be reading it, but they obviously did not do a good job, so there's a mistake. And the sofer, v'nasan get le'isha v'shover le'ish, he gives the documents, you know, flips them around, so he gives into the man's hand already the shover, the receipt, and to the woman he gives the get, and then the husband presents the document to his wife thinking he's giving her a get, but really she's getting just a receipt, and the wife thinks she's giving her husband, her ex-husband, a shover, a receipt, but really she's giving him the get. So, which means, bottom line is, the wife is still married because she didn't get the sefer krisos in her hand from the husband. Okay? So, v'nasnu zelazad, they exchange the documents as they think is appropriate, but the problem is, he's giving her the wrong document, so she's not divorced. Ula achar zman, and then at a later date, hare get yotze miyada ish v'shover miyada isha. They inquire, looking into what happened, and it turns out, look, lo and behold, the husband now is sitting with the get, and the wife is now sitting with the shover, the receipt. So clearly, the whole thing was mixed up, and therefore, she never was divorced, and therefore, when she remarried the new fellow, thinking she was a divorcee, she really wasn't. So the din is, teitze mizeh umizeh, like we saw in the previous Mishnayos, she has to go separate from her new husband, she can't stay married to her old husband, meaning she has to get a get from both the old and the old midorais, the new derabanan, and v'chol hadrachama eluba, and all the consequences we enumerated already in Mishnah Hay and repeated in above in Zion are also applicable over here. A very sad story. Now, when we say, fine, that's that. Now, Rabbi Eliezer is going to disagree. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Imla alter yatsa, he says, if the truth comes to light, meaning the husband claims, oh no, I gave the wrong document to my wife, if it happens promptly, alter means immediately, literally, but in the context of this mission, it means any time, even years later perhaps, but prior to her remarrying. So then, ein ze get. We'll say, look, obviously he's telling the truth, he's nothing to gain from this, and we'd go through the rigmarole again, he'd give the wife the get, and then she'd be divorced properly. But says Rabbi Eliezer, Imla achar zman yatsa, if a time has passed, meaning that the wife has remarried somebody, and now allegedly the truth's coming to light, the husband says, ooh, look what I found here. It's a get in my hands. Obviously, I did get to my wife. Obviously, she's still married to me. Hareiz a get. He claims he's got a get in his hand. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer argues, Lo kol heimeno min harishon la'abed zuchusa shel sheni. We don't let like unilateral power. We don't give all the power to the hands of the first husband to mess up the rights, to cause the second husband to lose his rights, meaning the poor husband, the second husband, is now losing his wife. So we don't accept this. We don't believe the first husband. We are concerned there's some kind of kanunya going on. A kanunya means collusion. And the idea is we're afraid that maybe, you know, the first husband's regretting divorcing his wife. The wife is now thinking she had a bet under her first husband, so they're trying to like now make a collude to make some kind of a scam where they say, oh, you know, look, it really wasn't a divorce, and therefore the thought is that she'd go back to her first husband. That's what we're afraid of, and therefore the point is that Rabbi Eliezer is saying we're not letting the second husband get so messed up because we haven't got evidence, even if there's circumstantial evidence with this, you know, magically the first husband has the get. Because listen, we have witnesses that saw him give what they claim was the get. So therefore, we won't believe the second husband to mess the, excuse me, we won't believe the first husband to mess up the second husband. And really, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, okay? Now, that's case number one of the Mishnah. Case number two of the Mishnah is unrelated. It's like a new Mishnah, and the Gemara is a new Mishnah, and it's a different case. It says, Kasav Lagarish es Ishto Venimlach. What happens if a person writes a get, or has a get written, in order to divorce his wife, but then Venimlach, he changes his mind about the matter, so he doesn't actually deliver the get. So he thought about divorcing her, he even took actions to have a get with which to divorce her, but he never actually gave it to her, so she's not divorced. So what's the big deal? Well, Beishame Omrim Psala Mina Kahuna. Already at that point, because he had a get written for her, she will be forbidden to marry a Kohen. Now, why is this? According to Beishame, this is of course just a Din D'Rabbanan, but it's a Din D'Rabbanan which devolves from a principle which we'll see only in the next perek, something called Reach HaGet, which means sort of the whiff of a get, the scent of a get. And the point is, even if a woman is like sort of got the, we'll see the case over there in the ninth perek, what the case is. But the point is, if the woman is sort of, you know, close to being divorced, if not exactly being divorced, that's enough to make it that she is now no longer eligible for a Kohen. And although to marry a Kohen, because she's like a quasi-divorcee, she's like got this mark of someone who's been rejected by the first husband, which would mean, according to Beishamai, if the first husband never delivered the get, but he was struck by lightning, so now she is just an almana, she's not a divorcee, she's just a widow, still she would not be able to marry a Kohen because of a Derabanan. But Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel say, no, nothing doing. Afal Pisha Nasan Altanai. Even if the husband gave the wife a get, but he gave it on some condition, there's some stipulation that had to be fulfilled, Velo Nasa Altanai, and that condition was not fulfilled. He said, you're divorced if I come back within, don't come back within 30 days, and he did come back, or anything else under the sun. So then, Lo Psalam in a Kahuna, then says Beis Hillel, she's not prohibited from marrying a Kohen. Meaning if that husband who was divorced his wife unconditioned, but then he was struck by lightning, she's only a widow, not a divorcee, and even that she was given a get, but it wasn't a get that was an effective get, so she's not considered a divorcee, and there's no din d'rabbanan that restricts her from marrying a Kohen, and the halacha is like Beis Hillel.